Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you saw this, but Rick Joyner posted something on his Facebook, Pat, that I thought was pretty amazing. You know, the month of July, Morningstar Ministries, where he pastors and is apostle there and all that, they take the month of July off as a sabbatical, the entire month.
The whole ministry,
the whole church, they take the entire month off to seek the Lord. And recently, in a prophetic bulletin that came out from Rick Joyner, I mean, just days ago, he said that this period of time was tremendous for him. He had amazing encounters with God like he's not had in years, and that he will be unfolding them in the coming prophetic journals and other announcements and speaking about them. But he was super charged and super excited about what he encountered and what the Lord showed him. But just last night, or the day before, this is what Rick Joyner posts. Yesterday in the morning, this is what Rick Joyner posts on his Facebook. Last night, I spent 8 hours in heaven. It was in a series of dreams that began about midnight and lasted until 8 this morning. I've been there before, but never like this. I was shown the key to our eternal joy and how we all have it in our hands to use right now. I will be sharing a lot of this on Morningstar TV and on the Morningstar Journal, and will try to share as much as I can about it at our up-and-coming Harvest Summit, October 16th through the 18th, because this is a major key to the coming harvest, awakening, and revival, and the bride being made ready. The world, listen to this, the world is about to go through hell, but we can be walking in deeper into heaven each day, experiencing the greatest joy of our lives, and able to lead others to it. This is exciting.
Wow.
I can't wait. If you know, one of the things about, I was actually exposed to Rick Joyner's ministry early on in the during the Brownsville revival, as we've talked about before. Greg and I were ministering at the Lighthouse, and I had the chance to speak to many of the people that were standing in lines for hours upon hours waiting to get in, and somebody had a book, actually, that it was in the Morningstar Journal about the Final Quest. And from that point on, I got exposed to his ministry. And Rick Joyner's had several encounters. Several encounters, and he's written...
Powerful encounters.
Very encouraging.
Yeah, tons of books, if you will, on these prophetic experiences. And he's also a church historian. I mean, just really just amazing ministry and just amazing gift. And one of his latest books, or actually is a reprint, is the 25th anniversary to a book that he wrote back in the 80s called The Harvest. And that was a result of a series of visions that he had that the Lord showed him regarding the harvest that's going to come in the end days. Well, many of the things that he prophesied have already come to pass. It's been 25 years. Many of the things that he saw has already come to pass. Some of them are the persecutions. We've talked about it here on the program recently about what's occurring on the borders. So there'll be hot borders and a war be going on. I mean, we're here. We're talking about it. It's happening. And he talks about the persecution that's going to be coming to the church. It just so happens that this October, as a result of this revelation, this prophetic vision, they've been having these harvest conferences. It's coming up October 16th through the 18th. And I want to read you a special note that Rick Joyner posted about specifically this year's conference. He says, almost 30 years ago, I was given one of the greatest visions of my life in a 2.5-day prophetic experience. It was about the harvest that is in the end of this age. Since then, preparing the body of Christ for this coming harvest has been a main focus of my life. Our first Morningstar conference was a harvest conference. We later changed the name to Harvest Fest, as it was to be a celebration. And in these annual gatherings, we've had spectacular visitations of the Lord. This year, I was told that we are to have a Harvest Summit, because many would be coming who are called to be leaders in the last and the greatest move of God of all time. The harvest that is at the end of the age. If this purpose burns within you, please consider joining us at Heritage. You can get all the information. We will link it for you on the torch. But he goes on to say in other writings that many of the people that are going to be coming are actually going to be used by God at that time to be able to share some insight and some things into the harvest. But I'm excited about this. Wow. I can't wait to hear more about it because it's exciting to know that we've been saying this for quite a while that we're going to be experiencing some of the worst of times and some of the best of times all at the same time. And he says again, you know, the world is going to be going through hell. You know, it's going to be some trying times for folks. It really is. But those that know their God are going to live abundantly and they're going to do great exploits for him. And we have that chance, you know, that opportunity. You know, we often say, you know, when tragedy hits, there's two lines. You know, one line is to receive help and the other line is the people passing out the help. We want to be on the other line. God has prepared us. If you haven't got prudent preparation, we want to make sure that that's available for you. But listen, God is preparing us and you can be prepared too to be part of this end time harvest, to be serving and helping people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Many people are going to be coming to God. They're going to get right with him. They're going to become disciples, abiders, and they're going to lead others to do the same. And that we want to get as many, many into heaven. Listen, the goal is simple. Heaven full, hell empty. Join us. Be a part of seeking God for this third great awakening. It's going to be awesome. And we all have an opportunity to play a role, but we got to be in the game. You got to be in the game. And being in the game is going wholeheartedly after the Lord Jesus Christ, making him not just Savior, but making him the Lord of your life and abiding with him and obeying everything he tells you to do.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.